Okay, let's go.
We'll see his boat and then we'll say goodbye to him. He will be away for 2 months.
Okay, 注意将来时他将离开两个月。Okay, 那么这个离开是 be 加 away。Away 实际上是个副词 ,be away 是一种状态不在这离开的状态哈它是一种可延续的状态可以加一段时间。他将离开两个月 ,he will be away for 2 months。我们前面刚刚讲过说离开出发可以叫做 leave。Leave 是离开的意思 ,set out 以及 set off 表出发还可以用 start,start 表出发的意思。但是我们看这里面Leave, set out, set off 以及 start 都是瞬间动作都是不能延续的只能加一点时间而 be away 表示不在离开的状态是可以延续的可以加一段时间 OK 那么这种构词方式 be 加副词表的一种状态还有其他一些变化比如说 He will be away for 2 months 他将离开两个月 I'm going out now 我现在要出去 I'll be back at 6 o'clock 我将六点钟回来 OK 那 be back 表回来的意思If anyone telephones, tell them I'll be out all morning.
要是有人打电话的话，告诉他们我一上午都不在。
Be out 表不在家，告诉他们我一上午都不在。I'll be out all morning. 那么相反的，在家是 be in， 在家是 be in， 不在家 be out。再比如说 ，I went to Ted's house and asked to see him, but he wasn't in. 我去 Ted 的家想要见他，但是他不在。He wasn't in 相当于 he was out 不在家 OK 好在家 be in 不在家 be out Why don't you forget all about it? 你为什么不把这件事情都忘了呢 It's all over 好这个 be over 表示一切都结束了 over 叫结束的意思比如说我们最熟悉的打游戏的时候游戏结束是 game over game over 游戏结束 OK over 叫结束的意思 It's all over 表示事情已经过去了一切都结束了 OK be overWhat's on at a local cinema this week? 这周在本地电影院演什么电影呢？那这个短语 be on 表示上演上映的意思，一个状态。be on 表示上演上映的状态。OK， 那比如说问你在演什么电视节目呢 ？What's on? What's on 表示上演上映的意思。好，最后一例句是 She is very ill. She is very ill. 她病得非常重。She can't start work yet. She isn't up to it. OK， 那么。他病得很重他现在不能工作他还不胜任那这个 be up to 表胜任的意思 be up to 表胜任不胜任 be not up to be not up to 表不胜任的意思 OK 以上这些短语是由 be 加副词构成表达某种状态 OK 我们回顾一下离开是 be away 那么离开的动作是 leave set out set off 以及 start 那么 be 与其他副词搭配有 he will be away for 2 months 他将离开两个月I'm going out now. I'll be back at 6 o'clock. OK, 那么 be back 表回来的意思。If anyone telephones, tell them I'll be out all morning. I'll be in all morning. 好 ,be out 表不在家出去 ,be in 是在家的意思。I went to Ted's house and asked to see him, but he wasn't in. Wasn't in 不在家。Why don't you forget about it? 干嘛不忘了呢 ?It's all over. Be over, 结束。What's on at a local cinema this week? Be on, 上演上演的意思。She's very ill. She can't start work yet. She's not up to it. 她病得很重，她现在还不能工作，她还不能够胜任她。Be up to 叫胜任的意思。OK， 好，我们注意这个结构 ，be 加不同的副词构成不同的副词短语。OK， 好，看一下，文章中是 He will be away for 2 months. 他将离开两个月。We are very proud of him. 这个短语 be proud of 为什么感到自豪和骄傲？我们非常为他感到自豪。He will take part in an important race across the Atlantic. OK， 那这里面 take part in 叫参加的意思。我们前面讲过 take part in 叫参加和参与，那么 join in 也叫参加 ，join in 叫参加。另外一个短语是 enter for。Enter for 表示参加比赛或参加考试，参加什么的角逐是 enter for。OK， 注意这三个短语 take part in。Join in, enter for 表示参加的意思 OK 那 He will take part in an important race Race 表示比赛通常指速度的比赛 For example I'll take part in a bicycle race around France 我将参加环法国的自行车比赛 OK A bicycle race Race 表速度的比赛再比如说 Start a race 开始赛跑 Start a race 开始赛跑 Win a race 赢得比赛 Win a race 赢得比赛 Lose a race输了比赛 lose a race 输了比赛那么再比如说 a race for the championship championship 表冠军的意思呢 a race for the championship 争夺冠军的比赛 a race for the championship. OK， 再比如说 a race against time。A race against the time 表示和时间的赛跑，有时翻译成赶工的含义。OK， race 表速度比赛，我们回顾一下。
I'll take part in a bicycle race around France. Start a race. Start a race. Win a race. Win a race. Lose a race. Lose a race. A race for the championship. A race against time.
文章的最后一句话是He will take part in an important race across the Atlantic. OK， 他将参加一次重要的横渡大西洋的比赛。